Even before the sinking of the South Korean warship, Seoul had pledged to reform the nation's military to improve its response to national emergencies. Some young South Koreans might be hoping reform would include doing away with the draft. South Korean men are required to serve 2 years in the military, and every year hundreds of them wind up in prison for trying to get out of it. Jason Strother has a story from Seoul.
Friends and family of inmates enter the small visiting rooms at Yeongdeungpo Prison. From the opposite side of a thick glass window, a man in a blue jumpsuit greets his guests. His name tag says Paek Sung-dok. The 27-year-old has served 5 months of an 18-month sentence for refusing to serve in the South Korean Army. Paek speaks to me through an intercom about that decision. I was a little worried about coming here before I arrived, he says, but now I don't regret my decision at all. According to South Korea's National Police Agency, nearly 1,000 men were arrested last year for evading the draft. Paek is a conscientious objector, but not everyone fits that description. Some athletes and entertainers have made headlines here for faking disabilities to get out of serving. Recently, a breakdancing troupe was busted for pretending to have mental disorders. Choi Jung-min is with an NGO that represents conscientious objectors like Paek. She says she never encourages anyone to lie. She just hopes the day will come when the government ends forced conscription. She says, I understand that because of the security situation in Korea, we need a military, but the army is operating on a 60-year-old model. We don't need such a big military, and service should be voluntary. Some security experts agree. Daniel Pinkston is a senior analyst at the International Crisis Group in Seoul. He says as the South Korean military adopts more high-tech defense systems, it's going to need to keep soldiers around for longer.
Under the current conditions where everyone has to serve for a short term, for some of these systems, that's not really enough time to become highly skilled professionals. So you need a core of non-commissioned officers and career military officers to operate these types of systems.
Military advisors to the South Korean president say reform is needed, but they say doing away with a conscript army is not on the table. Hong Doo-sung serves on a government defense panel that was created after the sinking of the Chunan Navy ship. He says that if South Korea ended the draft, the military wouldn't represent the entire population. Men from the upper class wouldn't volunteer for service. As it is now, he says, 85% of conscripted soldiers are college-educated, and this serves as a great resource for the Korean military. Hong says he doesn't think draft dodgers hurt the military's capabilities, but they do set a bad example. And he points out that career options are limited for those who didn't fulfill their military duty. Conscientious objector Paek Sung-dok says he's not too worried about the ramifications of refusing to serve. The tough part, he says through the intercom, came earlier when he tried to convince his family he was doing the right thing. Paek says, at first my family was really embarrassed about me, but they did eventually support and respect my decision. Before Paek can finish, the intercom shuts off. His 10 minutes are up, and he has to return to his cell. He did manage to say that once he gets out, he hopes to help other conscientious objectors prepare for the time they'll end up spending behind bars. For The World, I'm Jason Strother in Seoul.